He'd be having fun with that mic.
Why do you have to be so close?
Yeah, ahí más o menos. Just so it'll pick you up.
Dude, Hazzy holds it so professionally. Like, he's so fucking used to, like...
I'm so used to it. That's why.
Like, he's fucking, like, announcing a race.
I did YouTube videos on it. Fuck. I saw a couple of them.
You look like you're holding your mic up. Like, you're like someone needs to take a candid picture of you just holding up that mic. Podcast.
Take a picture.
Podcast picture. It's podcast modeling. The first time modeling.
I did, he's like, just hold it up. I go, what are we talking about? Like, what are you doing? He's like, you're on the radio now. And I'm like,
just hold it up.
Motherfucker, I'm
that's the best part about it. It's the best. You don't wanna be scripted.
So let's understand. You bought a mic stand, so you don't have to hold your mic. So you're holding the whole thing.
Yeah, and then mic stand. I don't like the legs being up, so I do that. Now it makes me feel.
So then why didn't
it
you makes just me feel use cool. that mic? Why didn't you just use the one?
I told Pat I was gonna use that one.
No,
I told
didn't.
Him.
You asked me.
No, I said, do you want
Pat
this
was
one?
Was adamant about.
I'll use that one.
Using the one without the cover.
Freelance mic, just 2 inches deep.
At home, do you ever just hang this from the ceiling and just pretend to spit bars like you're Eminem?
I do.
In the shower.
I do it in the shower. I do it in the shower. I did it this morning. So what is the name of this thing going
to
be called?
Whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, did you bring your topic?
I didn't bring no topic because it was about nothing. Whatever. It's supposed to be about nothing.
Yeah. It's supposed to be about nothing.
Let's just jump straight into yours because I've been waiting
for
What
was yours?
Yeah. What was mine?
The number How one I social media that you
fucking hate.
Hate
TikTok.
Yes.
Oh, bro.
How I take. It's bro, there's
whole.
Nothing.
Like you start you can. Watching. I have a funny story about TikTok.
Go.
A ver. Okay. So when I started messing around with TikTok, right? Alma was like, what is that? Whatever. And she finally got one. So she starts looking through it and she shows me a video. And then how was it? I think I showed her a video. And you know how when you're supposed to scroll up?
Yeah.
But if you scroll down, it refreshes the feed.
Oh, yeah.
She was watching TikTok like this by refreshing it. She was scrolling down.
Every single time.
Every time. Sorry, baby. But every time. And I'm like, what are you doing?
She's just getting videos.
2 minutes in and I'm already getting shitted on.
Yeah.
By Juan.
Well, you started the TikTok, but I'm like... I was like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, you lost the video. And I'm like, well, you're going the wrong way.
I don't understand what everything that you see on TikTok, you see it everywhere else, though, don't you?
Yeah, so why do you hate it? Like, it's on it. It's Instagram.
It's as much, I hate TikTok as much as I hate Snapchat.
I don't know why you hate
it's
Snapchat.
It's stupid.
What do you hate about Snapchat? You use
because
the stories
everything,
more
I don't
than
use
everything,
Snapchat.
Yeah, because everything that you see on Instagram, you see on Snapchat, you see on, like,
well,
there's
kinda,
no need for,
like,
okay,
it's
what's
like
the need for multiple platforms? For what?
It's
so
like
you can
Instagram.
Put the same thing?
When Instagram came out, people were like posting on Instagram and then double dipping on a Facebook. It's
uh-huh.
just the ease of the transition.
Right.
Like, so they're doing that with TikTok.
I
like,
don't have the same people on Facebook that I do on Instagram. I only have.
That's because you're
like
sketchy as fuck.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, my Instagram is very different from my from my
as
Facebook.
A professional,
yeah.
That's sketchy as fuck, Pat.
No. I like even from my Twitter, I only follow like certain people on Twitter.
My Twitter, I just use it to complain to like Verizon or T-Mobile. And
that's
right away, right away, their customer service is like, "We're sorry you're having problems. Please feel free to reach out."
See, my Twitter, I don't think I've ever tweeted. I don't know. I need to go back and look. But I don't think I've ever tweeted anything.
You're
I have it,
year,
and
boy.
I go through it.
So, dude,
I don't go through it. I just use it for.
I go through it.
So, dude, 2009. I open up a Twitter. I don't know how to use Twitter, bro. So I thought I was searching. I fucking tweeted the thing I was searching, bro.
Like, what were you searching?
That was a problem, dude. That was a problem. I searched some girl's name, bro. Like 2009.
Yes.
And I I'm searching, quote unquote, on Twitter. And I fucking tweeted like some random girl's name out. Like a celebrity. And I tweeted out the name and I'm like, what the
What
fuck
was the name?
What? Yeah. And then I was like, how do I delete this? I didn't know how to delete the tweet, man. So my first tweet ever was a random girl's name. Like probably like an MTV celebrity or something.
I don't know what my
first
find
tweet
it. Was.
Screenshot it.
No, I deleted it, bro.
You don't know what it was? Like, you don't have it anymore?
I don't remember. I don't know.
What, Twitter?
Man, my first Twitter tweet.
Oh, your tweet?
You don't know what the first tweet was, but you still have Twitter.
Yeah. It's there somewhere.
I don't know. I just don't. I don't like TikTok. I've never liked it. I think it's
on Instagram. It's the same thing.
I know it's the same thing.
All the good ones are on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never going to get a TikTok account.
TikTok?
You can. It's funny.
No.
Now. You'll get lost in next year.
You already have a TikTok.
I know, low key. Yeah. He looks at his girls because he always sends us random TikToks.
She told me the other day she wanted to do the you seen the Perreo Sola ones?
No.
Where they swap dresses.
For someone someone that doesn't like TikTok, you should know all the TikTok.
You know.
No. Wait a minute. She told me about it. She said, "Let's do this one." I said, "No." And then she showed me one with the what do you call the?
I can't wait
the
for
neon it. Sticks. The
yeah. Sarah did that one.
Glow sticks.
Yeah.
Neon. Oh, you. Oh, yeah. She did.
Hold on.
The
neon, you know what glow sticks are called?
The
shiny bars.
The word.
Hey, I can't wait for Juan and Dennis to do the flip the switch.
Dude, that's
we should put it out in the universe. Let the universe handle this. I would never do
that stupid flip the switch shit.
Why?
You don't want clout? You want some clout on TikTok?
Not that bad.
If one of your kids was like, "Hey, Dad, let's do this one."
One of the boys? Sure.
Dude, that was the most sexist thing you could have said.
I've already walked through Sean's daughters twice. Two of them.
Oh yeah,
two of them on their background.
TikTok too, and I'm like, just as sorry.
I'm surprised you didn't join them.
Good thing we're not recording.
Good thing we're not. No, dude. TikTok. Mark my words.
You don't necessarily hate the app. You just hate that people use. You see it one. No.
I don't hate the people. No. I don't like
the repetition.
Ozzy loves the repetition.
It's the same. I can see your TikTok on Twitter and on Instagram. And most of the people that I have on Facebook are old. So I don't see a lot of. I mean, Juan's probably the only one that I see that puts TikTok on Facebook. But your TikTok, I'm going to see it on Twitter. And I'm old, see it on Instagram.
I have my Instagram, but I don't scroll through it much. I don't. I just have my Hootsuite account, so I link it. So I'm one of those people that. Blast it to Twitter. Yeah.
Does Hootsuite do Instagram now? You didn't used to do it. Oh wow. No. You can market. I'm never getting a TikTok. I'll never have a TikTok.
Bro,
never.
Oh my god.
Wait, what did he say also about Supreme and box logos and crewnecks?
Crewnecks.
I'm the king of crewnecks. What are you talking about? I've always worn crewnecks.
Really?
Wintertime. That's all you see me in. Huh. I didn't say anything about Supreme.
Oh.
Do we have in writing?
I was just trying to remember how we got to that crew necks.
Pat's making shit up now.
That
trying to make up some blasphemy.
Content. Hey.
Trying to provide proof. You're not trying to get a loaner proof, Pat.
Ozzy literally is in crew necks or hoodies and Timberlands.
You can wear Timberlands all year long. Yes, you can. You can wear Timberlands wherever. Yeah.
What are you trying to do? To do anything.
He's from the street. He's from the concrete jungle, he said.
Did you walk into the bank with
from
your
the
Tims?
Streets of Shaolin.
With your Tims and your mask, bro?
Yes. Hey, but bro, are Timberlands that comfortable?
They're super comfortable.
They look
well, the ones that... So I got a couple different ones. So I have the hard shell ones.
Yeah.
And then I have some that roll down.
Oh, my God.
They're like a turtleneck. It's like a turtleneck Timberland.
Did you ever get the New York Knick ones?
No. But I've been wanting to. I will.
I thought you stopped being a Knicks fan.
I don't know, dude. I play with that so much.
How'd you feel?
It's
in the
painful.
Last dance?
How'd you become a Knicks fan? Huh?
How'd you become a Knicks fan? Did you hang out in New York for a while?
Have you ever been in New York?
I've been in New York. Yeah, no. I've been in New York. I became a Knicks fan in the 90s when Michael was kicking the crap out of them. I had a buddy of mine in high school that was a Knicks fan already, and then he got me into Oakley and Mason and just the bad boys of it.
John Starks.
Yeah.
Hated him.
Those years.
Caesar was too young.
Bro, I'm trying to figure out, you were in high school watching this in the 90s, bro.
Mm-hmm. You were.
There was seven when Jordan won his last championship in 98.
How old are you?
Fucking 28, bro.
Ah, wait, no mami.
I was graduating bro, high school.
How old are you, man?
I'm 33, or I'm 32. I was born in 86. How old am I? I stopped counting, and after you hit 30s, you're like,
what? Who's still older? Am I still older than you?
Yeah, you're older than me.
Well, how old are you? 40?
Yeah, I don't think you can get younger than him.
Yeah, there's just no way.
There's fucking no way, dude.
You just don't stop.
Can't go backwards.
Even if we froze you, Captain America, you just can't.
You
would still be older no matter what.
So, for the record, the oldest person in the room is the one hating on TikTok.
Yes. I'm being a boomer. Anyways, that's how I became a Knicks
bro,
fan.
You know what I remember about the Michael Jordan era? I remember watching that shit at school.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
So I don't know about that.
I remember, dude. These teachers put us combined two or three classrooms. It was fifth grade, so I'd have to do the math to see what year it was. But I I remember watching that shit at
no,
school.
No, you're crazy. Bro. They were probably like highlights or something.
But why like, would they put us together and put us in a...
Because they were probably just...
So you're telling me the teacher recorded it on a VHS.
Yeah.
Broke the law.
All the time. They do that all the time. I'm going to ask, because you graduated with Will, right?
Will, yes. Yeah, but he went to Clinton. Did you guys have cable? I went to Horizon Desert Hills
Elementary. Oh, right.
So he was in Clinton.
Not only, because I remember the night, was it the finals? I remember if it was a finals or not, when the OJ Bronco chase happened.
I remember and watching
they,
that shit live.
They shortened the screen.
I was like, yo.
And then they went into like a double view of it, and you had the Bronco on one side, and you had a game on the other side.
Bro, I remember seeing that live, but I remember like I was a kid, so I was like, oh, this guy's running away from the cops.
What year was that?
I don't know.
Because Caesar probably might have not even been born.
Dude, legit.
He's like, what are you talking about, OJ? Orange juice?
No, dude. I saw a documentary, bro.
I haven't seen the documentary.
Bronco.
Dude, all the documentaries are pretty cool, man. I think it's the one with... It's not even a documentary. It's like a remake.
It was in 95. January 24th of 95.
Bro, I was four, man.
Sophomore in...
No. Shit. Hold on. Oh, no, that's the
graduated
trial.
In 98, bro.
Oh, fuck.
When Jordan won his last one, that's when I graduated high school.
So you guys have like a clear memory.
Yeah.
I don't.
We both
kind of like... All right. So it was June 17th, 94. June, so it was,
you guys retired together.
We retired goals together because after that, that's when I was I'm a Clippers fan.
Bro, one thing I do remember though, like from that Bulls era, is like my parents would take me downtown, both Juarez and El Paso, like strolling through like all the fake Bulls merchandise,
all the fake Bulls jerseys,
the fake Bulls wallet, the Bulls like caps. Like
I
all
did
the fake
have
stuff.
A counterfeit. Scottie Pippen jersey from the swap.
Did you have a Calvin and Hobbes peeing on someone t-shirt?
No. Is that what that is? Is that what was it?
He would pee
Calvin
on
and Hobbes. Yeah, that was in the 90s, huh?
Yeah,
that was in the back of every truck. Like
every
every
Ford had the dude peeing on the Chevy. Yeah.
Damn, I'm calling out them Ford owners right now.
Damn, that's me.
It was the Knicks hosting game 5 of the finals.
What year was Space Jam?
Against the Rockets.
96?
What?
Space Jam? Because he had already gone to
I was a sophomore. 95.
No.
95. I want to say 95.
Space Jam?
Yeah. I want to say 95. 94, 95. Eric.
Space Jam was in 96.
96, okay. So 95, I was off by a year.
Your math is
what are your favorite sports movies? Since we're on the topic of sports movies. Remember the Titans.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's a badass movie. It's a good movie.
It's a
but other
movie.
Than Remember the Titans, because even a non-football sports person will
it's
like
just a
Remember
feel-good
the
movie,
Titans.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the whole time, it's just like feel mm-hmm. good.
We used to watch The Program before the football games.
Does Bring It On come
The
on?
Program?
Come.
No.
The what? Does what?
Bring It On.
Bring It On.
I mean, there's sports involved.
Hey, step ask the cheerleaders.
Step Up? Does Step Up count?
Does Drumline count?
Hey, Drumline is a fire movie.
Doesn't count. Hey.
I was thinking along the lines of like the Sandlot. Sandlot's a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sandlot.
I mean, they don't play professional sports, but it's a sport movie.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's a sport
movie? Okay, so.
I guess the whole movie's about.
It's not
the
even
kids
professional sport. Okay, Dodgeball. Dodgeball's my favorite movie. It's a sport movie.
Yeah, I guess the question.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
There's a lot of good sports movies. The question is, what's the shittiest sports movie?
Shitty sports movies? There's a ton.
Secretariat? I hate horse racing.
What was the other one with the Spider-Man guy before Secretariat?
Equestrian or
no? It was
he's Tobey Maguire, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name. But
that was a good movie. No,
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
You remember Tobey Maguire and those weird pants and the paperboy cap?
You don't remember it?
But no, it was after Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It was after Spider-Man because I remember I'm like, that's fucking Spider-Man on a horse. I don't care what you guys are selling me. That's Spider-Man.
I saw, that's a good movie. What's the Tupac basketball movie?
Here we go.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
T-minus 2 minutes before what? He comes on.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to start shitting on Tupac. Yes.
You hate Tupac?
I don't like Tupac.
Oh, no. He's from New York, bro.
Here we go.
Baby.
It's an old man rant. Nah.
Tuck your blue bandana back in your pocket.
Yo, hold on. On the topic. Fuck 6ix9ine. No. Yeah. No. Fuck that guy. No. I don't hate him. Dude, fuck that guy. Dude, he's just an annoying little turd.
I want the shark. Yeah. The shark shirt. That's dope, dude.
I just can't stand him.
I'm whatever. Fuck that guy.
He's got a new song coming out, no? A Spanish one too.
I don't know. I'm okay with him. Like whatever.
I'm not, dude. He's like just trying too hard. Like I just feel like 85% of what he is fake.
It's just fake. It's a persona. Hey,
well, yeah.
It's
fake.
That's the whole point. It's a persona.
Millions of dollars. I'm right with that.
And see, that's why I can't hate. Because the more I hate,
I'm more envious of him. Like, damn it.
You are his reason for being.
Yeah. My hate is making it.
Back to the old heads that hate on everything.
Tupac, let's go.
Bro, hating on everything. It's like I see so many people like fuck LeBron, Michael Jordan is better. Matt Welty, who's on Full Size Run, he had a tweet like, "Oh, these dudes are flexing with their 6.0 dunks. How come they didn't have the original?" I was like, "Bro, who cares?
Just enjoy the moment, man.
Like, fuck, why do you hate on something so much?"
Yeah, I hate the LeBron Jordan
comparison.
They're different. Yeah, different like, era, it's different
totally
everything.
It's two totally different eras.
It's just best of an era.
There's one right there.
Nah, that one's used to party.
Oh. I mean, it's not even the same leagues.
No. Like, it's different. Like, Michael didn't have to deal with the whole shooting centers. Centers play down in the box. LeBron has to deal with, you know, the what's his name? Porzingis? Have it pulling out and shooting threes. Like,
it's just a completely different
down in the blocks. They don't do that anymore.
I saw a tweet like a video 2 days ago, and they were doing the comparison, but they were saying, you know, like Jordan, they didn't expect much from Jordan coming up. So when he came in, he like did his thing and he like shocked the league. But when LeBron was coming up, everybody knew he was coming. So they expected him, and they've always expected that much more from him.
Versus
like Jordan, like when he was coming up, it was like, who's this kid? He was a third round, like third pick or whatever.
Who was drafted ahead of Jordan? You that knows everything, Pat.
you're
and if you don't know,
you're the Jordan all.
Sam Bowie.
Wow.
Sam Bowie was drafted before Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
To who?
Portland.
The fuck, dude.
He could have been there, but they already had Clyde Drexler.
Wow. He's not even using Google, man. He's got his phone case wallet.
Wait a minute. Who Portland drafted who?
Sam Bowie.
Oh.
Okay. And then
I forgot who the other one was.
And then Jordan was third?
Yeah, to the Bulls.
Hmm. Yeah, so
and he used it.
Was Patrick Ewing second?
For his, no.
Who?
He was drafted.
The fuck is that guy?
Dude, the what is crazy to me is the way these, like Jordan, Kobe, they all think, like it's crazy, like the...
Everybody's how you, against me.
How you could set them off by like... Nice shot, like some smart ass.
Yeah. And not then, saying hi to them at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then, dude, straight up.
And but it's crazy, bro. Crazy. It's just
different mentality.
But they just find something to fuel their fire, I think. Yeah. Like anything was like an excuse for him to, like, all right, I'm going to rip you one. Like, fuck that.
Oh, Hakeem was one. Hakeem was one to the Rockets. Bowie was second.
To the Blazers.
To the Blazers, and then Jordan came up.
Hakeem, the dream.
I don't know. It's a completely different argument because now you have like social media. Everybody knows about the Knicks hit coming up. When Jordan was coming up,
Zion hyped himself up with his dunks on little white boys.
Dude, can you believe that? I was
so awkward.
I was hours away from seeing this kid play.
Zion,
and then that's when the league shuts down. When we had flown to Utah.
You killed the NBA, bro.
I did. I single handedly. You know who texted? You know who texted me like hours before they canceled it? Danny Perez. And then he's like, bro, I hope you get to see him because the league is going to cancel it. Oh. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. I was like, dude, Danny, just leave me alone. Just let me travel. And then I show up to the hotel, boom, cancel.
And I told him to leave coronavirus in Utah.
I did.
What's the latest on the opening of the NBA? Nothing?
Supposedly either Vegas or Orlando.
Or Disneyland, right?
Are they going to have that tournament?
I don't know. They're doing a lot of stuff.
They were thinking about like a 20-team tournament.
Yeah, I heard something where, well, it's just people throwing out their ideas, but like a March Madness type tournament.
That'd be super dope.
That'd be crazy. Like,
fuck yeah.
That'd be so dope.
One and done?
That would be awesome.
Dude, the ratings would be through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
No, for everybody sure. Well, anybody's ratings tournament. Through the roof right now.
Did you guys see that UFC like 2 weeks ago?
How did it?
No.
Dude, that thing was dope, man. They did their whole UFC thing.
I'm not big on UFC.
It's boxing.
I was watching Creed. It was way better.
Which, I like UFC.
I'm not like.
I mean, it's sports.
It hurts me when they kick their like shins and they go right against.
Well, I mean, dude, like, bro, like bro, they don't just done. They don't just go out and like street fight, bro. I mean, there's like I know a discipline how they fight.
Like, yeah. I literally saw somebody bouncing someone's head off a mat,
bro.
Anderson Silva got his head just boom boom.
Right now, how with head. No people in the stands, you hear the leather like,
bah. Oh,
bah. Dude, you can hear them go like get winded to.
Yeah, dude, like you hear that here, like that, like on the chin. On the cheek. The damn. Dude is crazy.
Damn. It's pretty legit, man.
Like I remember the like, I remember like the first night. Ones too. See, you weren't born. You weren't around.
When oh,
the first
I remember my UFC.
Dude, the first one was. I remember I saw this Ultimate sumo. Fighter, it was like bro. A sumo wrestler. Yeah, it was like a UFC. Sumo wrestler versus like a kickboxer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was, like, it was way off. Yeah.
My I have an uncle who's a taekwondo black belt, whatever. He's got all these schools in Mexico, and he visited us when we were little. And it was back when you'd go to Blockbuster and rent a movie. So he was
the
renting.
Good old days?
Yeah, yeah. He was renting like the Ultimate Fighter, the cage fighting stuff. Yeah. It was like a sumo versus a karate guy.
Yeah.
Or like jujitsu versus kickboxing.
Yeah, it was like an American wrestler.
But it was
versus,
even but it was even more like gruesome than
that sumo wrestler. So he goes to like grab him, like hug him, whatever, and this guy knocks him down somehow. And he's up against the fence, and then he comes up and kicks him right in the face. Oh, and the toe cuts him right under the eye.
The sumo guy is cut.
Yeah, the sumo guy's on the floor, and then this guy kicks the sumo in the face, cuts him open, and then that's it.
So it's like Street Fighter, but
yeah. That is actual Street Fighter.
Yeah, like actual.
Yeah,
it's evolved a lot now. What I'm saying, like sports in
what
general.
What did they do 2 weeks ago?
It was just they've
had three events. Mm-hmm. They had one on
Florida, no?
Yeah.
Crazy ass Florida.
Friday and
yeah,
because
WWE is doing that out of there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but WWE without.
Hey, do I lose sneakerhead points by saying that the Travis Scott line is not all that?
Well, yeah.
You're just an old guy, bro. That's what
yeah,
it
that's
is.
An old head.
It's an old what?
That's an old head. That's an old head comment right
no,
there, bro.
You can't wear camel with black shirts or what?
No.
I wish the ones were a different color.
What?
Like if they came out with different colorways or just different color?
No, I'm not a fan of the brown.
Like the brown? Like
the brown. Bro, I love
brown. I like the brown. What are the other ones? The fives or the fours? What do you?
I like bright colors. I like the fours.
The dunks I like.
I had them and I sold them.
The Houston Oiler colorway?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. The fours?
The six? The six?
The camo?
The blues.
No, the blue ones.
The blues are all right. The blues are right. The camos, no.
Bro, that's one of my favorite pairs, man. Those sixes, bro?
The
sixes,
green?
Yeah. Military.
The 270s laces? That are coming out?
Dude, I'm about. I have all of them except for one.
The sale?
No, I have the sale. I don't have the white Air Force ones.
Oh. The first ones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'm not completely sold that much money for an Air Force one.
By Supreme ones.
No.
So yes, the ones that come out, for sure gonna try to get. If not, I will be buying them on resale.
Oh fuck.
You guys ready for the Chunky Dunks tomorrow?
The Chunky?
I'm ready for
that. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
No, the 26th.
No, no, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday. Remind me in group chat, guys.
Nah. You're gonna be like, oh guys, I slept.
I slept in. This realtor clock waking you up at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, no shit.
Your kid's not going to school in the morning.
Hey, right now it's not a realtor clock. That's
my
everybody's.
My clock right now is stupid, dude. The first, like when we first started, like the kids were going to bed like at 3. We were all going like at 3, going to bed like at 3 in the morning.
Zero responsibility in the mornings.
Yeah, dude, it was weird. It was dumb. But the kids are kind of back. They're like, okay, we cannot play video games all night, you know.
So like, your kids are parenting themselves like, hey. This isn't okay, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, we went to bed at midnight.
Did they have to? How did that whole online class work out?
It was stupid, dude. We don't have time. I don't have time to sit there. Like, well, like the older ones, it's easier, right? With like Oscar and Aaron.
I don't have time to educate my
but
kids.
I can't sit there with like Sophie, right? She's 7, and sit there and like help her read through the instructions of all this. Like, I don't know.
How much more appreciated are teachers right now?
Shout out, Sarah.
They're more needed.
Shout out, Coach.
Hey, Sarah? Yeah. No joke. Show me a picture of like something that somebody sent her mom. Like, hey, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I didn't realize my kid was this bad. Her mom's a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. So I was like, yo. Sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah, and
kindergarten's like borderline daycare still. We're just trying to like keep them.
Do you remember yourself in high school?
Order.
In middle school? That was
dude, high school
straight
was bad,
up daycare.
Dude.
Like,
dude, I remember.
Had to watch me.
Yeah, I remember some of the kids. I was a good kid. But like, we had like a special needs teacher, right? Like she was partially blind or something like that. And dude, these kids, and then she was in a portable. I didn't have her for that year, but I would hear like kids would like throw things at her, and she'd be like, "Who threw that?" Then everybody would be like, "I don't know."
They would be allowed to laugh at that in 2020.
Bro, some blind teacher.
Bro, they would throw cataracts at her. I'm like,
oh man,
throwing nachos at her.
No. I never threw food. I would like cut up little pieces of paper, crumble them up, and
this is called spit-a-watts.
No, I didn't spit because that's dirty. Oh, I would just throw it and try to get it.
He was not a dirty kid. Yeah. He's a bad kid.
He was a respectful bully.
I had a teacher that would fall asleep in class while a teacher? Ms. Williams.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out Ms. Williams. It was like third or fourth grade, and she's in front of us, that's right?
She didn't have a phone back.
She had whatever she was reading, and then her pauses got to be a little longer.
What grade were you in?
Every single time.
Oh man.
And then just fall asleep.
And everybody's like, shh, shh,
shh. Yeah, and we'd all just be quiet and just watch her, and she'd sleep for like a good 2-3 minutes.
That's a disorder, man. She's like legitimately got like a disorder where she's like just falling asleep.
I don't know. What's the name of that?
There's a
sleep apnea?
No, that's when you're asleep.
Yeah. That's when you can't sleep?
That's when Ozzy's asleep? Yeah. That's when you're asleep.
I was bad. I used to just walk out of class. Like in fifth grade, I would walk out of class because I sat right by the door. In fifth grade, I would walk out and I'd just go play basketball.
Walk out of the class?
Yeah. The teacher would be teaching and she'd have her back turned.
Necrolepsy. Like,
grab my basketball and walk outside.
And it was just you by yourself shooting?
Yeah. And then I'd get in trouble. But yeah, then my parents started picking my seat every single year after that.
You guys had reserved seats, bro?
No, they would be like, no, we do, like, alphabetical.
Oh, yeah, you went to private school?
No, you're going to be here. No, this is a public
school. No, you're sitting next to the teacher.
I remember one of my teachers, her name was Miss Guggenberger. Weirdest name I've ever heard. Because
she's German.
Yeah, German. Yeah. And I would walk out of her class. She wouldn't know what to do. Poor lady, she had a bad class. And I was, like, one of the good kids. That's how bad the class was.
What?
Bro.
You were,
Jesus. I was considered a good kid, and I walked out of class.
Was Juan in your class, too?
No, Juan was not in my class. Seven years younger than me.
Did I never even consider that, man? I was always too afraid to get my ass beat, bro.
Dude, I punched somebody in class.
I hit somebody with a rock in the face.
Yeah.
I was
writing on the board, and he kept erasing it, and I just clocked him. I was like, got me.
In elementary, one time I put a rock in a mud pie. Mud pie, I guess.
Oh, you
did. And I hit some kid.
Fucking dick.
However, I don't think it was the one I threw that hit the kid. I was framed. Well, some kids were just the bad kids, like Pat, were just throwing rocks.
How many people were throwing mud pies? Where you guys were stoning this kid?
Classes versus classes.
Was the school that you didn't have any toys to play with? You had to make mud pies.
No, we were outside.
There's no jungle gym for you to climb on. You gotta make a mud pipe.
Bro, this is Lower Valley. Like that's dodgeball for us.
5 or 6 years old. I don't know, but yeah, I
do remember. What were you guys playing during lunch? Framed. Oh, stoning. Oh.
You never did anything like that? You never got.
No, Steve's probably went to private school.
Fuck you. No, I didn't. Dude, probably one of the worst things I did in elementary school was we were running laps. And then this kid ran past me and he like shoved me, dude. But I mean, dude, I've always been the chubby kid. So I was like towards the back. This guy fucking like laps me, dude. And then like kind of bumps into me while I'm running.
Skinny kid.
No, so the first thing that came out of my mouth was, bitch. Like he runs by me and I'm like, bitch. And he's like, what'd you say? I'm like, hey, bitch. I'm fucking all out of breath, dude. Like can't even breathe. I'm like, bitch. So dude, I was probably like carting him, dude. That
kid. You bitch.
So dude.
You killed my brother.
I was like, just call him a bitch. Then I called into the principal's office, dude. And you know what you did?
Snitched you out?
Yes, dude. This fucking asshole laps me, pushes me, and then snitches me out, dude. So I'm like sitting there, dude. And the teacher's like, or the principal or whatever, she's like, what do you think we should do to you for cussing in school? And I was like, fuck, I don't know.
Fuck, I don't know.
Like 2 weeks detention.
No,
she's like,
just no sé.
Boy speaks English, bro.
Damn.
Were you
in ESL?
No. Damn, this guy coming at me hard, bro. Wow. I feel attacked.
Bitch. Who hurt you?
Bitch. bitch.
Dude, you guys did nothing bad in school. I jumped the fence once, grabbed the Playboy, threw it back over to the school.
Where'd you get a Playboy from?
It was just sitting there on the side because you know how you have chain link fence? Well, there was this big lot right in front of us. And they were like, what's that? What's that? That's a Playboy. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to jump over and get it. I grabbed it, threw it. My friends started tearing it up and running through it. All the kids were getting it.
Because all the pages were stuck together.
Eight of us in the damn principal's office. And I was like, oh, fuck. Had to call my parents.
How many times did you end up in the principal's office?
Oh, man. You have no idea.
Did you have your own seat at the principal's office?
Like per school year? Or are we talking about just overall?
Overall.
Bro, because I got called into the principal's office for walking in with my hat on and arguing. I argued with teachers, got caught ditching, got caught forging signatures in the second grade, junior year, senior year.
Bro, like, by sixth or seventh grade, I had my parents' signature down pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That always helps.
I mean, Patrick I did too, like my dad. But the reason that he got called, the reason that he got called one time,
you forgot to dot the I.
No, he got called for something, and then he was like, yeah, well, we have the note here from your son. He's like, what note? I got caught. But then after that, which I totally disagree with, he's like, hey, I didn't sign your brother's progress report. Will you sign it for me?
Like, he's encouraging you.
Oh yeah. Now all of a sudden,
it's practice for when you have to do yours.
Hey, it was dialed in, man. But I did get in a lot of trouble for that.
So that's literally the worst thing you did in high school. Call somebody a bitch?
Elementary school. I mean, I get in a fight in middle school once? Huh. I mean, it was an embarrassing, like, 30-second, like, kicking and just fucking frailing. Like, a lot of these.
Waving your arms. How much slapping did you do?
A lot of slapping.
All of it.
I mean, my fist was closed.
A lot of, come on.
No. Dude, it was straight to it. Dude, so it's funny, dude. Like, I look like a fucking wacky inflatable guy. Just fucking wailing my arms around. So this other guy breaks in, a guy that was my friend at the time. And I was like, oh, this guy's got my back. He pulls me out. He's like, bro, take off your glasses, man. You're going to break your glasses. Takes my glasses off and then pushes me back in. He's
like, he was looking out for you.
Hey, was his name Juan?
Good looking out. Huh?
Did you go to school with Juan?
Juan was like, I got you, bro. Let me take off your glasses.
Let me throw this mud pie at you.
Here's a mud pie. Throw it.
Throw it at him. It's got a rock in it.
Did you get into a fight, Juan?
Into a fight like in the bus once.
Were there knives involved? I mean, you guys are throwing rocks for lunch, bro. There's gotta be knives at the bus.
We threw the backseat of the bus off the bus.
Like the door? We used to rock the bus and get yelled at. Like, everybody would start swaying sideways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Buses go like that.
No, we were able to pull the backseat off the actual bus.
This was
seat.
In New York.
The seat.
This was your days.
And then we opened up the back door.
This is in the Bronx.
As the bus was moving, and then we threw
What borough did you grow up?
This was in Oak Cliff, Dallas.
Did you have a pet rat? Oh, this is Dallas, not
this
New York.
In Dallas. This was my Dallas years.
Oh, God.
Not in your
but
New
why?
York.
But why? You guys are just
Oak Cliff is
but
like
you lived in
the
Dallas?
Worst part of Dallas. Yeah. Oak Cliff, I think to this day, fan. Oak Cliff is still like the roughest part.
Thank God you didn't come out of Cowboys fan.
How did you not come out of Cowboys fan? Because that was in the what? The 80s?
No.
Roger was there.
It's early 90s.
Oh.
I was there
oh,
when
that's even
I was
Super
there.
Bowl era,
yeah,
bro.
I was there. What was it? 92?
You were a Cowboy fan.
One of their
you were there.
One
hey,
of their
you were a Cowboy fan when you were
that's
there.
That's right.
You were a Cowboy
no.
fan, bro.
Is there a photo of me somewhere out there that my brother might still have of
the
me
Troy
wearing
Aikman,
a jersey?
Troy Aikman jersey
yes.
for sure.
Yes, probably. But no, I was not a Cowboys fan. No.
So you weren't always a Steelers fan.
I was not always a Steelers fan.
How'd you become a Steelers fan?
I used to like the Broncos, actually, when I was younger.
It's a what? Lot of bandwagon on that side, bro.
On the Broncos?
See, at least when I jump teams, I go to like the worst possible team. I went to the Clippers. I went from the Bulls to the Clippers.
I don't think the Broncos were all that good in the
90s. I can't do the jumping thing. Like, even when the Cowboys were bad, like
it's
Quincy
business,
Carter.
Man.
I mean, when they were bad, bro, we're still the major balls.
I don't think that era's over with yet.
Okay, guys. Be realistic.
What, 94
Super Bowl this year.
Like the Quincy Carter.
6-4. Fuck you guys.
I forget the other quarterbacks. We went through a long stint of stupid ass quarterbacks.
Tom Romo.
I was still like,
hey, he was good, bro.
I like the Cowboys suck, but like I didn't like say, oh, okay, I'm gonna be a.
See, I left.
A Seahawks.
That's the struggle that I have with the Knicks. I can't leave.
It's just
I have this conversation with my son all the time. And he's like, and I tell him like, I'm leaving
but
them.
See,
I'm gonna go somewhere
thing.
Else. I can't.
Is it when I left my teams? So I left the Bulls. They had just come off a championship. I was like, Michael Jordan's retiring? I'm retiring. It's a business. So I said, I'll cheer for the Clippers.
It's a business decision.
It's a business.
Business decision.
When I stopped being a 49er fan, they were at the top of their game. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a Texans fan. You were a Niners fan? Well, it wasn't necessarily a Niners fan, okay? I was a Deion Sanders fan, and the minute he went to the Cowboys, I said I'm out.
So you're more like of a fan, like you follow players.
You're a fan of a sport.
Oh, yeah. For sure I'm a fan of
you're
the sport.
You're not a like a diehard.
You're not a fan of
the team. The only diehard fan I am is Duke.
Duke.
I hate Carolina.
I've always
hate
Wake so I've Forest. Never understood the college fandom. Because
you didn't go there.
You didn't go there.
I also don't play for the Cowboys.
That's a good point. True. That's a good point. But that's well, okay.
It's a team.
Okay.
It's a sport.
Okay. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, it's a sport thing. Yeah.
It clicked.
Because, it clicked.
Yeah, it clicked. Like there's like in NFL is different from college football.
Yeah.
You know, NBA is different from NCAA. So for me, I was all about I wasn't about the hey, we're only gonna play man. And it's more of a one-on-one thing. I was more like, hey, let's play the zones. Let's play the full court presses. Let's do all that stuff.
I like college basketball because it changes every year. It's different.
And the fans make it so like.
The fans make it fun, but the play. I mean, you get different players every single year.
Yeah. Wasn't this the year that college athletes were going to start taking sponsorships? Like finally making some money. This is 2021.
21 coming up.
Yeah, so they're okay.
2020 has been weird, huh?
I know. Then the alternate universe and. But they just discovered NASA.
I'm waiting for the aliens to arrive.
Dude, they already said aliens.
They to arrive. UFO. To like, they to like actually like legit show up like on a talk show and just be like, yeah, we're aliens and we're here.
And oh, hey. We're just going to take over. Fuck you guys.
You don't think there's already aliens here?
Pretty sure Michael Jordan was an alien.
I don't know.
Out of this world.
I mean, he did save the planet, right?
Yeah, Space Jam.
He did.
Yeah. He beat the monsters.
We definitely
when does the new Space Jam? Is it next summer or this summer?
I don't know, man. I haven't been paying attention to LeBron.
You're not watching because of LeBron?
It's the whole remake thing.
I might have the same
stupid argument I did with the Lion King. The Lion King remake was it's remakes. Fuck.
What's wrong with remakes, bro?
I don't know.
I don't mind remakes. Nah. The Aladdin one sucked,
like a retro
though.
Shoe.
Yeah.
The Aladdin remake.
No. A retro shoe. When they remake the shoe, it looks identical. It's almost the exact same thing as
so did the Lion King. Remakes. It was just live action.
No, dude, come on.
Dude, it was nothing.
It was nothing like the cartoon. No, even the dialogue was different. The voices made the
so
cartoon.
So you're not about remaking movies.
I'm not. I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that.
But you're okay with remaking?
I have no
shoes.
Opinion.
Yeah, because the shoe stays exactly the same. I mean, it looks the same.
I mean, unless Travis Scott.
Like, if they remade Brewster's Millions, would you be about it? I know you haven't watched it.
Bro.
I don't think I've watched that one.
You haven't watched Brewster's Millions?
Oh, I've seen Richie Rich.
Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Brewster's Millions is funny.
Is that black and white?
Like, I grew up during the
is that color?
Macaulay Culkin
Chapman
Richard,
movie?
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. All right.
Yeah. He's some like baseball player or coach or something like that. But he has to spend X amount of dollars and then he'll get the rest of the fortune. So he's there buying like limited stamps that are stupid rare and
spoiler alert
licks it boom. Now that's all I'm telling you. So he has to spend that money.
So it's a funny
just watch
movie.
It's funny.
Dude, so am I gonna go down a blockbuster?
It's an 80s movie.
Get the
is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's an 80s. Yeah, no. They were showing it on like Cinemax or like
Turner Classic Movies.
Turner Classic Movies. That's a great movie. That one in what's that one? Trading Places.
So yeah. You brought that up ASAP and then Juan was asking earlier about sports movies, and this didn't come to mind. Did you say he was like a baseball?
Is it Brewster's Millions?
Brewster's Millions. Millions? Yeah.
Millions?
Millions.
Oh. That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
It's like even more than it is now.
$1 million.
Hey, school is on, school me at least, on trading cards.
On trading cards?
What's the deal with trading cards?
Sorry.
Holy shit.
The hype is real, bro.
Dude.
The hype this season. So obviously I'm in it because the hype is there. So I don't know what it was like last year.
There was
late last year.
I don't want to say there was really anything. But now all of a sudden you see Portone, you see Nicholas doing them.
Well, yeah, everybody's jumping on the money train. It's literally a money train.
But what happened? I know they've always been around.
Well,
but
what it is, obviously card collecting's always been around. But I think this NBA season, the rookie class was so stacked.
Ja Morant.
That,
and then you got Luka.
Then I think it's pretty common knowledge that rookie cards, like a rookie Michael Jordan, is worth more than any other Michael Jordan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or with any player. But I think this year's class is just so stacked that you just buy some packs and stash them in the garage and see if anybody turns out to a Hall of Famer.
So like you go to Target, buy
you
a
can't,
deck of
you
cards.
You can't go to Target. You can't do it. It's sold out.
Everywhere sold out. Everywhere. You can't buy cards.
Nope.
Walgreens.
Is that you
Walmart.
Just trying to tell us?
No, I swear. Like, I've been going and I can't find no cards. I think somebody here in El Paso, wherever you are, knows the vendor and they're just buying them all.
You know who you are?
You know who you are.
Damn. Yeah, I just support saw, local.
Are you going to get into another Facebook?
No days off.
Altercation?
Another one? I don't get into no Facebook altercation.
Oh, no?
Hey, okay, let me ask you guys a question. And I know we've talked about this before, but
we're not going to talk about cards.
I saw Frank's post about blocking that dude that said, you know, hey, 100% UA, right? Unauthorized.
Oh, someone got posted pictures.
Yeah, so which he kicked him out, which is, hey, rightfully so, kick him out.
So we're talking about the Facebook group. We're here locally, 915,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
people saw shoes.
Yeah, yeah. All
right.
So
shout out to Frank.
Shout out to Frank for kicking that guy out. But at the same time, I mean, the dudes, he put it out there like, hey, I'm not, like.
Yeah, but we do not condone.
No, I know that. Like, that's why I kick him out.
All right, so the guy got kicked out.
So what are you asking?
What are your thoughts on UAs, like? Like, at the end of the day, I saw a post today that you really don't know if you're buying. And we've said this before. You really don't know if you're buying
legit
shoes.
I mean, unless you're getting so good.
Yeah, unless you hit making them like straight from the website.
Unless that's realistically, that's where you're 100%.
That's the only time. Yeah.
Yeah, because even if somebody that you really, really trust, what if they're just being fucking dickheads and they're just.
Or they don't know.
Or they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're buying it from, I bought it from all these other heads that hit. They hit.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, Supreme and everything else. Just, I guess you just hope for the best.
My favorite Supreme is the Caesar Supreme.
Dude, we should have worn those shirts.
We should have all matched it.
That Caesar Supreme shirt.
That's 100% authorized.
I just don't. Sure. I don't know. To me, it's always, like, we're just drifting into, like, gray areas of UAs and stuff. But even people that remake shoes, like the shoe surgeon.
Like your homie Kelly?
Yeah, like he's not authorized by Nike.
That's true.
They're making them and selling them.
But I mean, to me, I think that it's a different. There's a difference in making a shoe. Like I like painting shoes. I like cutting them up and doing stuff with them. You do that stuff. The surgeon does that. But we don't call them like legit.
I think that
like they're fake, but they're like a custom. That's a custom.
Going off of UA.
Well, I think. So, what is your question? Is it okay to sell UA like a UA?
And you're out there, and you're saying.
And you're saying it's UA. Here's $200 fake Yeezy.
Yeah.
Or $100, whatever.
No, you don't call them fake. They call them UA.
UA, unauthorized. Unauthorized.
Yeah.
Dude, I honestly.
Or is your question?
No, that
can you sell them for $1,200?
No, I'm not about
get away
that.
With it.
It's like, hey, how do you guys feel about like people buying the UAs? Like at the end of the day, it's whatever your wallet can buy, right?
Exactly. See, that's what I think about. Like, if you're gonna buy the shoe
to wear it,
like, and you're not out here like fucking flexing on Instagram or whatever, like you're just gonna buy it because you like the shoe and you're gonna wear it, and you can't afford the fucking hype $1,200 dunks or whatever, and you're just gonna rock them. I mean, dude, rock them. But like, I mean, there's people out there buying them. It's like, dude, I just got this new pair, or like flexing, and it's like, what? Oh, but no box.
It's like backdoor.
Well, I think no box stuff is legit. They're just backdoor pairs that got lost.
I don't know.
Like, so, I hear, oh yeah, my friend got them.
That's a little sus.
It's a little sus. I wouldn't buy
without box.
No box pair.
Because to me, it's like, dude, like there's a truck, or it's coming out of the factory in a box. So is it not easier to carry it in the box?
No, well, I think they're stolen. I think these dudes working at like the actual brick and mortar stores are
stealing them.
So they tell you, hey, pockets. I got some chunky dunks, no box. It's like, well, I no brick and mortar.
First of all, I don't even like the shoe. I'm gonna try to hit to for fucking me. Sell for
oh,
sure.
That for me.
Oh, for you? Yeah, for Pat.
There we go.
To sell to Pat.
You don't like this. You don't like the shoe.
But I think it's a super cool shoe. I think it's cool. I wouldn't wear it. I don't think. I wouldn't wear it because it's a $1,000 shoe.
I would.
See, I don't think about that. Like, I don't think about what those shoes resell
for. It's kind of like we talked about right now. $1,000 now is like,
I got rid of all my expensive shoes. I just sold them. because I wasn't wearing them.
But see, I buy the shoes to wear them though. I don't walk around saying,
yeah, but I'm not gonna pay $1,200 for a shoe and then wear them.
But I don't think they're. I mean, what are they retailing at? What is it coming out at?
$120
They're dunks. $120 Yeah. There you go. $120 You hit it at $120 You weren't. You're not gonna wear $120
No, he's gonna sell it.
I'm gonna sell it for $1,200
It's fun.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like he's gonna sell it to somebody like me who's gonna say, "All right, I didn't hit. I guess I'm paying."
Bro, Juan's telling us that there's no cards out there.
Yeah, but then you guys wear like gigantor sizes too.
No. Oh, I was gonna bring your David Luiz card and I forgot it.
I got the ultimate. I got the ultimate brick size 13. You got the 9.5
The hardest size. The bot size.
Yeah, you got the money size.
Yeah, dude, that's all the OG sneakerheads. 5'5" guys, 9.5 size shoe.
Mayor.
All those 9.5s get sent to Asia. And they're out there paying from top dollar.
Stupid money. The
sneaker dude.
You don't know who the mayor is?
Yeah.
You don't watch any sneaker stuff, any sneaker YouTube?
Damn,
I don't. I just watch sneaker shopping.
I mean, dude,
mayor's been on sneaker shopping.
Yeah. I'll listen to sneaker shopping every now and then or watch
it. Yeah, but I don't.
But I'm not like religious about it. Like, I know who Matt Welty is, Joe LaPuma. I watched some of the reviews, Seth.
Mayor's been on Full Size Run.
I think Mayer's, isn't he the one with the biggest or one of the biggest collections?
It's
like him and Khaled and
no Wale.
What's the other kid?
Fat Joe.
The other kid and you go Fat Joe.
No, what's the name of that kid from Florida that hooks up all the? I have to look him up. I can't remember what his name is.
So the
Benjamin Kicks?
Benjamin Kicks.
He didn't have a sneaker collection. He just buys and resells.
I thought he had
He has a collection, but not like anything like Mayer or like Wale or any of those guys.
Bro, those dunks though, you just can't wear them with anything.
Yeah, you can.
I think you can wear them with just about anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're wearing a farm on your foot.
So?
It's like,
which ones?
Chunky dunks? I'm wearing a bandana on my foot.
But I think they look more chunky in hand than on foot. And that's why I haven't bought a dunk, because they look like...
It's the tongue.
Big
shoe, but like really you're wearing them and they look perfectly fine. They look nice.
That's why I like the Air Jordan 1 those too. Just because I thought the same thing and then I started wearing dunks and I was like, oh my God, these dunks are dope.
Did I just,
I just hit on the UNCs too.
Dude, why do you get so excited?
The lows?
Those are trash.
No, they're not.
Which one?
The low UNC?
They're trash.
He just told you he doesn't like University of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Bro, that's like, the whole Duke in you. Yeah, I like Duke too, but.
No, you don't. You can't like Duke in Carolina.
Why not?
Why can't you just be a fan of the game? Steelers fan?
How are you a Duke fan and a Jordan fan? He went to North Carolina.
No, that's different. That's NBA.
No.
That's the number one argument. We're talking NBA Jordan.
Nah. It's the same thing.
No, I told you I'm a fan of Duke. Like,
right?
The players, like just like the Cowboys players. I don't hate Jason Witten. I don't hate Troy Aikman. Like, you just can't hate these people. You just hate the team.
Okay.
I don't hate anybody that went to
Carolina. So you like Duke, but you don't like North Carolina. Yeah. You like Jordan.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
You don't like you dislike the colorway.
Because it's a UNC color?
If Zeke Elliott or one of the most hated Cowboys goes over to the Steelers.
Who is the most hated Cowboy? I don't think they have any. I think they're...
If anybody from that team or even like the Cleveland Browns went to go play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, are you going to hate them?
Am I going to hate who? The player?
Yeah.
No.
No, because you hate the team.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm waiting for the click. Like Juan's click?
No,
like
there is no click. No. You like Jordan. But you like the brand. You like the shoes.
Yes.
You like the everything.
But that colorway he doesn't
because
like.
Because they're in like UNC colors?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna okay.
So if it came out in a Duke color, you'd be fine.
I painted my Obsidian.
So, okay.
You guys saw him.
So Virgil comes up to you and says, hey, Patty. Here's a white UNC just for you. You're not gonna wear them
because
it's UNC colors.
But I will paint them into the I will make them look like the Para Air Force or the Air Max.
I don't know. I think that's a bit of a stretch.
No,
just because of the color.
No,
if you like the shoe because it comes in a certain color, you're not gonna get it.
Yeah, I don't like the Carolina colorway.
That's okay. You don't have to like the color.
Yeah, it's trash color.
But you don't like the color because it represents
the team.
The team.
It's literally called the Carolina colorway.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna go buy a cowboy colored something because it's called the cowboy colors.
Do you like silver?
Do I like silver?
Yes. Just answer the question.
I mean,
if it's in an eclipse, like a silver.
It just depends.
Like if I have a little, hold on. If I have a little,
like this color silver. No, this is more like a.
Okay, so if I have like a little color palette, I'm like, what do you think about this color palette, silver?
I'd be like, I'm not a too fan.
You don't hate it?
No, I don't hate it. It's kind of like a whatever.
Do you like navy blue?
Yeah, I like navy blue.
Okay.
But it's not cowboy navy. You throw cowboy navy in front of it.
Okay, so if I show you the, if I show,
cowboy navy or cowboy silver.
Look at the Travis Scotts. They're the Houston Oilers colorway, which is very similar to a Carolina, like sky blue.
No, they're different. Those are two completely different shades of blue.
What about the San Diego Chargers? They're powder blue.
I like baby blue.
I wouldn't. Carolina, it's called a UNC colorway.
But I wouldn't dismiss a colorway because it represents something else.
It's called UNC.
I know.
Let me be a diehard fan about something, right?
All right, Pat.
All right. It's like Mexico soccer. You're all about it.
All about green.
Yeah. There you go.
Like money.
All right. So Chunky Dunks were split, right? Two against two. Two no, two yes. Yes?
What was the question?
Wear
them?
I'll flip
them.
I'll flip.
Dude, anything that's going to $600 on top? God, is that even a question? Drip.
What else is on your radar? Which shoe coming out?
Yeezy 700 tomorrow, bro.
I don't like black shoes.
I like all black shoes. That's racist. All solid colorways I like. That's racist.
Yeah, I don't.
Calling you a racist is racist.
That's so racist.
Let's just skip this. Can you mute Pat's part on that? That was weird.
Edit that out.
Edit that out. Pat,
no.
For your own good.
Raw.
No. Raw. Raw and uncut.
Like, yeah, Pat, I'm not a fan of all black shoes. No. I like color. Like I like the Chunky Dunks because.
But you won't wear.
Because of the color.
No. I don't think I have all black. Well, I have the Sakais.
Did you guys go for the green either. Dunks, the Brazil color dunks?
I tried. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot.
Nah, you forgot too. I tried
on three devices.
I already knew anything. Not going to get anything.
I'm going to try to get those red ones. The red and gray. Cowboy gray.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not cowboy gray.
Cowboy silver.
It's not cowboy.
And then I missed the Converse fog drop because of the Brazils. And so I ended up hitting. I ended up hitting on the Fila, though.
They're not even that.
The Fila, well, yeah, nobody wanted that shit.
Yeah, bro, it's
a nice special edition shoe.
You were the
not
only
to wear.
One.
You wanted to the size. The box is nice. The box is nice.
That's why
the
you
shoes
hit.
Decent.
There's like 10 other people behind you trying to hit.
Don't matter.
No one else.
They'd sold out.
Because they hit and they sold out.
They only had. They only made like seven.
And the resale, you could probably double on the resale. That's about it. Yes, you can look it up. Look them up.
What's the stupid shoe called?
But, wait,
see what they're going for. See what they're going for on StockX.
What's
it
called?
But yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just look up take Fila. Away the fees.
It's one of the first ones.
Then take away the fees.
Yeah, but you can't say that you can double up on them. You bought them because you're gonna sell them.
No, I'm not.
No. But
I'm gonna sit. I like them. It's biggie.
It's because we're saying is that nobody wanted them.
Yeah.
So like he's people? Defending it by resale. If it resells, that means people want them.
Okay. Look,
right. Yeah. That's your argument.
So. Yeah. So no. Nah. Fuck yeah. See like, the dude. Back to Yeezy. Yeezy 500 slate.
How
those,
much
those
were
high
they?
High tops.
Uh huh.
Nobody likes them. It's one of my favorite pairs.
Which ones?
And they're not reselling for sure.
The white or the
cream? Yeah. Are they down to? They're down to what?
What size?
Bot size.
219 is
184 was the last sale.
The last sale.
How much were they?
$90.
Wow.
You can all double up your money.
That's what I just said. That's what
minus
I just
shipping.
Said.
Wow.
The hype. Man, fuck hype. Y'all. I like them. It's a biggie shoe. Whatever. I don't have to justify myself to you guys.
You don't.
No. Caesar doesn't even
you
know who Mayer
so
is.
You don't like the 270s coming up.
You don't want the Travis. You don't want any of the Travis line coming up.
Nah.
But you're going to go for them.
I'll go for them.
For me.
For you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I don't want them.
What size are you?
Like 13? Three different sizes.
13.
Dude, every time Pat said, hey, I need help trying to get this shoe, you always end up with two pairs of shoes.
And I'm fine with it.
What do you do with the other one?
If I'll keep it or...
You stash one, rock one?
Yeah, or eventually I'll just get rid of it. Or my kid brother will take them. Or one of my friends will be like, hey, I really wanted his shoes. All right, here, I got it. Just pay me what I paid.
This is crazy, man. Dude, I think it's happened at least 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
Pat's like, let's try to get the shoe. Am I, are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Doubled up.
Hey, you got me some Yeezys for Coach.
That's true.
Coach Yeezy, that you cringe when she works out.
Oh, don't work out in Yeezys, man.
Why?
She says it's comfortable.
Well, it just hurts my pride, bro, because I'm like, dude, like, this is my, like, nice shoe. She's like, oh, I'm going to go do some laps in this shoe. Just going to work around.
You know, those myths changed my mind about Yeezys. They fit pretty good.
Which ones?
Those are a little bit more
comfortable. Oh, they're uncomfortable. I got them because you got them. 380s.
380s. Those are 380s.
Because they look good on foot, but they, the top of my, it rubs the top of my toes really weird.
So but you got a bigger toe box than, yeah, than 350s. Yeah. For sure.
So it rubs the top of my fat toes, and the end of the day, it hurts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adidas comes in a small. See, that's what I think. That's one thing about, I like about.
Well, they're
about
11.5. So I have. Well, I guess I should. A half size would have been a 12.
See, that's what you, I like about like Jordans, mm-hmm, and like ones, like Jordans and Dunks and stuff, and like Air Force Ones. That toe box in the front is nice for like people that, me that have white feet. Yeah, fat feet. So yeah, that toe box is nice.
That's why I can't wear Air Max 90s.
Except on my left foot because that's my Achilles.
They're narrow in the front.
I actually have
they're Kinkles. Uncomfortable.
I have a Kinkle, not both Kinkles.
Well, I told my Achilles.
I don't have Kinkles, bro.
I have eight.
Do you have a cankle because you tore your Achilles?
Yeah.
One of my ankles.
How'd you tear your Achilles?
Playing football.
Wait, which football? American or?
That's why I said football in Spanish.
Okay, so football.
Soccer.
Football.
Playing soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how? Just like just running or
something?
Wait,
yeah, just running. What was that face about? What? You can't call it soccer?
Football? I mean, you can. You can, I guess.
But?
Dude, every other country in the world calls it football. Like every other country calls it like an iteration of football or football.
Uh-huh.
We're the only country. Like,
well, because we have other football.
Okay.
Because,
so
because
what do you call Germany? Like, do you call it Deutschland? Because that's what it's really called. We're the only country that calls it Germany.
I don't think that's true.
In
Mexican, they call it Alemania.
I don't.
So we're in America.
I don't know where this is going.
Yeah. But he sells it to you, really.
Yeah, no, right? Right? I mean, that straight face.
Like,
hey,
Caesar,
voice.
Are you fucking dumb,
you're
bro?
Like, holy shit. You're right.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're going to go mess with someone, just be like, look, 98% of the world. Throw a number in front of it.
That's
guaranteed. They're like, oh, wow, he did his research.
Well, statistically speaking, when you throw a statistic out there, people believe you.
For sure.
85% of the time.
85%
of the time, it works 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Sarah's like, whenever you throw a statistic on me,
I know
you're
lying.
Not, you didn't know anything about it. Like, what are you talking about? Should you lie 100% of the time? Like, no, I don't.
I think Pat does lie 100% of the time. The problem is that we believe it half.
Yeah, it's like a good solid 70%.
So football, it should be called football. That's how we should say football.
I'm not even a
Caesar. Caesar busted his Achilles playing football.
Playing football. Yeah. Playing soccer. For Patrick.
How old are you? Were you a kid or
no,
an
dude,
adult?
This was fucking 2 years ago, man.
Oh yeah. That's the kind of shit that happens when you get a little older.
Yeah. Well, me and Kobe have something in common, bro. We both throw our Achilles.
Oh my god.
Damn.
My god.
Kobe tore his Achilles playing the sport he loves. So did I, man. We have something in common.
Soccer is a sport you love?
Yeah. Up until I told
him. I love soccer.
Who's your favorite soccer team?
I do love soccer.
Club.
Club?
Yeah.
Football club.
Football club.
Football club. Club the football.
I don't. Just Patrick's just over there hating, scrolling to
no,
his Instagram.
I'm being.
Let me see what TikTok
serious.
Video you're watching.
You're an Americanista.
No, I'm actually
going
to print something out for you.
Americanista. Mexican soccer team. Football team.
So which one's your team? Football. What's your team?
Club America. Straight out of Mexico.
Really?
Club America.
Club America.
Can't hate me. Fucking Knicks fan. Fuck you.
Yeah, bro, you are.
Damn.
Bro, that
I can
came
throw
from
as
like,
much shit as I want because I'm a Knicks fan.
That came in.
I've earned that.
That was bottom deep.
I've earned that.
That was deep hate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro.
That wasn't meant for you.
What is your, what's your team? Do you like soccer too?
I'm not like a super like MLS or I'll follow the international stuff.
Well, that's the thing about soccer, dude. Like there's
but I love it. Like I'll also watch the Champions League and shit like that.
There's just random leagues, dude. You turn on the TV and it's a soccer game and it'll be entertaining.
It's more entertaining than baseball. Like I love playing baseball.
There's no
I
argument
play,
there.
I play baseball.
I hate watching baseball.
But I cannot watch baseball.
Yeah. It's like I'll watch postseason baseball.
I'll go to Chihuahua. Yeah, I'll watch the last three innings of postseason baseball.
Game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah.
The last three innings.
But yeah, it just gets.
Did you go to the Locomotives?
No.
Yeah. I went.
You did?
You
once.
Didn't go to the Locomotives?
I'm like protesting.
What?
It's my own personal protest.
Why?
Okay.
Because the city, bro, had like they could have put the infrastructure behind of like bringing like a legitimate like MLS team into the city. Like
I don't think we can get an MLS team into the city. Bro.
Dude,
I think we got to start with the Locomotives.
Yeah. I think if Oklahoma City can get an NBA team, we can land an MLS team.
Right? Thank you.
I think we could.
How did?
Bro.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Okay. UTEP
If Memphis, Tennessee everybody can get a basketball team.
Losing?
Nobody goes. Well, it's not about winning or losing. For me, it's like
you
in
can't
Texas,
give the tickets away. Dude, oh, here, do you want these tickets? I got four tickets.
There's
to the
three
Sun Bowl.
Professional soccer teams.
No way,
teams
I'm going
Texas.
To Monster Jam.
There's what we three what?
I'm gonna go watch the Clint Lions play.
Hey, their basketball team was good.
But I know Mr. Taylor doing a good job over there.
Yeah.
So you're gonna good. Go because they're winning. That's why you go because the team wins.
Who? UTEP?
Clint
Lions. No.
Clint Lions.
No. If, I think if we would go is because we graduated from there. Their football team, pretty good too.
Yeah. When my cousin was there, he was quarterback. He was breaking state records. Everybody was going.
So you were going to Friday Night Lights. Watch Clint
I
play
wasn't
football.
Friday Night Lights.
You were in Friday Night Lights?
Not the movie, but like I was playing on Fridays. Yeah. Oh
man. You play football?
Yeah.
And basketball?
And baseball.
Damn.
All There's American. Nothing to do in Clint.
Except get in trouble, apparently. How are you
oh,
still
no,
in
no, that, was, fine. That was when I was up in El Paso.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like Lower Valley. I went to like Sanelli, and then I went El Paso, and then I went down Lower Valley.
Did your parents have to move around just to change your schools?
No. I went to go live with my godmother when I went back down. It was like moving on up from the Lower Valley to El Paso. And then it
sucked you right back in.
Moving on up from Lower
Hey, honestly, I don't think you can say that, dude. You're going to piss off some people in the Lower Valley.
I don't think people in the Lower Valley listen to podcasts.
I came from San Eli.
Make that the clip you share. Listen to us talk for an hour. No one in Lower Valley listens.
I like hanging out in the Lower Valley. Like I just don't see anybody listening to podcasts down there.
It's like clickbait, bro. They show like the cover of the YouTube video and you're like waiting for it. I'm like, bro, this is trash. Why did I just spend 3 minutes watching this? And at that point, you're like, I'm in too deep. I can't just stop. Everything what are they right? showing now?
Everything all right? Yeah.
Working.
You have that serious
I'm
eyebrow.
Working. I'm working.
On.
This is a perfect balance, bro. You got two realtors, two LOs.
We're not talking about work.
No work. What topic did you bring? Did you bring any topics?
I didn't bring no topics.
You didn't get prepared.
He did. He talked about sports. What's your favorite sports movie?
Well, all right.
Well, you
did you bring
it.
No topic?
No, we did.
You just said
we
fuck
talked
six
about
nine.
No.
Yeah, that was my topic. Fuck 6ix9ine, and you guys all defended him. You guys went straight to your knees and just went, 6ix9ine. All three of you.
Damn.
Wait.
Straight to your knees.
See, aren't you glad we didn't videotape this?
I mean, that would have been fine.
That would have been the perfect GIF right there. Caesar going like that.
You guys would like that.
I mean, the camera's got you.
Nah, it's fine. It's fuck 6ix9ine.
What else, Juan?
I don't know. Sneakers. We talked about sneakers. We talked
movies?
About movies.
Apparently, we didn't talk about movies. like, Juan, my favorite movie for sports is McFarland USA.
Oh, wasn't that a documentary?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
a Disney movie.
It was
like
a Disney movie. It was good.
It was a really good movie.
What was it about?
Cross country.
Cross country team.
Oh, yeah.
He was coaching the little Mexicans. The white guy was coaching all the little Mexicans in McFarland, USA. And they won state.
Bro, you're all about.
Dude, the most controversial shit coming from that corner.
What is the movie about?
It's about the dude coaching the Mexican dudes.
And he's a white guy
dude
coaching the little Mexicans that work in the farm.
Mm-hmm. When you say the little Mexicans, you just.
Well, they weren't big. Bro, they were small.
They were small.
Well, they did have that one fat kid at the
back. Oh,
yeah,
Danny. His name's Danny.
They're bringing up the rear.
Hey, Danny? Do you know the little fat kid running at the very end?
Oh, those bitch. Hey, but he comes through.
Hey, he's clutch, bro.
He comes through.
I'm going to have to watch that now.
Yeah, bro.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah. And, like, they're literally farmers. Like, they're farming.
But this is, like, a documentary? This isn't, like...
No, it's a movie
but
based on
a real story.
On a real story.
Lifetime style?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's got a little bit of...
And they won continuous titles.
Yeah.
But it's a great movie.
That's so weird, though. Your favorite sports movie is a cross-country movie?
Yeah.
Is it, like, an Olympic sport?
Is cross-country an Olympic sport?
Is it?
I don't think it's long distance
running.
Yeah, isn't it long distance running?
Cross country
is completely different.
Yeah.
No, but they have that race that goes that starts wherever and then it ends.
That's
in
a
the
marathon
stadium.
And it's not a it's not an Olympic sport.
Yeah, cross country you're running through terrain, all that stuff, mountainsides.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think running overall is a sport.
Well, I appreciate your support.
I don't think bowling is a sport.
Bowling is more of a sport than running.
Bro, I was watching cornhole.
Dude, that is talent. Yeah, I got some cornhole.
Cornhole, darts, bowling. All that is more of a sport than running.
No.
It takes skill to do those things.
What takes skill to do anything?
No.
Slow, fast.
No.
Yes, yes.
No. Bro, run. You gotta know how to run. Dude, there's people that run fucking awkward.
Yeah. I hate running.
Yeah.
I hate running. It sucks.
Like if you're springing.
That's why I didn't play basketball in middle
school. Running is not a sport.
Why?
Because that way they got you jumping. They got you like this, jumping up against the wall.
You know, jumping things. Hold on. Ready?
Out.
You're done.
Coach Bumpus, I'm out.
I'm going to throw some facts out there, bro. 85% of most sports are running.
Yeah. 85% of most sports.
No. A lot. No. 85% of the sports require sprinting.
Do you consider NASCAR
not
a sport?
Running.
Do you consider NASCAR a sport?
No.
It takes no skill.
They run to their cars.
No, it does take a skill, but it's not a sport. I mean, you're making the machine do
Have
stuff.
You guys watched Ford versus Ferrari?
It's not you doing it.
Oh, yes, a good movie. That's a great
Ford
movie,
Ferrari.
Bro.
What is
movie.
Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Good movie.
But no, race car driving is not a sport. No. I don't think it's a sport. Race car driving is as much as a sport as running.
Running's a sport.
No, dude. Come on.
Dude, when you're playing any sport, if you're playing basketball, you gotta run.
You gotta run faster.
Yeah. If you don't have the ball to play D, you gotta run.
Running back, and you
you have to sprint faster. You gotta run. You gotta beat somebody somewhere.
What about
running long distance? Running, you're just running. It's not a
sport.
I don't think it's a sport.
Okay, fine. It's not a sport, which means if it's not a sport, anyone can do it, right?
Yeah.
Let's go run 10 miles right now.
Let's go run 10 miles right now.
Right now.
Yeah, it'll take me all day long. I'll shit my pants.
Run.
I'll throw up a couple times.
Run.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not down for that shit. Yeah. You guys just hear my middle school story. I'm not down for that
shit. Text me when you're done.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of people that disagree with it, but I don't think running is a sport.
Dude, Hazi with his most controversial take of the day. Running is not a sport.
Running is not a sport.
On top of Patrick talking shit about the Lower Valley. Oh no! On top of Ozzy saying the Lower Valley doesn't listen to podcasts.
Hey, Patrick was talking about Little Mexicans.
No, apparently it's a movie. It's okay.
I'm a little Mexican. Oh. Well, not in the war.
There's nothing little about you, Wayne.
Well, we were just weird. Yeah, no, there is. There is.
And on that note, that was a podcast.
Yeah. And on that note,
I'm trying to print the press.
Thank you guys for joining us today. I'll tell you no matter.